Here's everything you need to know for this Aloha Friday. It's KHON To Go. With KHON2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
6:52 on this fantastic Aloha Friday, the Wet n Wild West Oahu cam. There was a bump a little earlier, not quite as breezy now. You can see the trees aren't blowing as much. Look in the distance, I was able to see Diamond Head a little bit ago, but there are a couple of showers out there blocking our view. Good view to see the showers over on in the areas in town. 77, so a little bit warmer than normal. 72 is the dew point, and the difference between yesterday when the dew point was about the same is we have a little bit of a trigger for a couple of showers this morning. Yesterday was relatively dry. We hit 88 yesterday. And just a reminder, we talked about this earlier in the show, to watch out for your pets, okay? Your pet safety, dogs, cats, what have you. Watch out for hot pavement. It's not good on their paws. Provide shade and cold water. Use pet sunscreen. They do have that for the skin areas. Keep the AC on if you leave your pet at home, and do not leave them in a hot car. As a matter of fact, there's a dog walking forecast, by the way. And as a matter of fact, when they're in a hot car, they kind of cool down by panting, and if they're in a hot car, it makes it worse because they're sucking in warm air, so they get warmer faster. Temperatures, look at that, 80 for Lihue, and you see winds generally 10 to 15 across the island chain. Here are the gusts from yesterday. We did hit 32 in Honolulu at the airport, and at the airport in Kailua, we've got 35. So similar numbers expected today around the horn with the showers, a couple of showers for Lihue. It looks like some windward showers as well. Most of the shower activity this morning is along the windward sections of Oahu, and you can see with at least earlier we had a little bit of easterly more flow instead of northeast, so a little bit easier for those showers to skirt around the southern part of the Koalau's into town. So eastern part of town, H1, probably looking at some sprinkles here and there, windward area. Areas like Hana and Maui, looking at some couple of showers. Maybe a full couple of light showers in Hawaii County along the southern slopes. Your ocean forecast, 1 to 3 on the south shore, 2 to 4 on the east shore. Similar numbers tomorrow, says the Weather Service. 12, though, for UV index. That is extremely high. It only takes minutes to burn your skin. Use that reef-safe sunscreen to take care of your skin and protect the environment. 15 to 25 mile per hour winds, about 88 for your high this afternoon. And we'll continue this great weather pattern all the way through the weekend, through the work week next week, and right into your following weekend. Warm stuff, but beautiful weather. No significant rain expected. That's a look at your weather forecast. How about that surf situation? Good morning, Gary.
Hey, happy Aloha Friday, Chevy. Well, it's Groundhog Day with the surf department, too. It's flat to one for the north and west shorelines. Makaha's pulling in an occasional one-footer from the south-southwest. Town's up to 2 feet, and I'm being generous. The lulls are, like, stupid long. We've got two-footers at Diamond Head. It is bumpy. We've got one to two, occasional three on combo peaks at Sandy Beach. That's wind waves and south swells kind of comboing up to match those three-footers at Makapu'u. Yep, it's 1 to 3, and choppy trades are with us, fresh pace through the weekend and even ramping next week. Small craft advisories aren't going anywhere. Well, the high tide's right now going low at 11:30, back to a big high tide at 6:30 tonight. Sun will set a minute earlier, 7:14, and the weekend sunrise at 6 a.m.
We begin with breaking news out of New York, where singer Tony Bennett has passed away. His publicist confirmed the news but did not give a specific cause. Bennett had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2016. The singer released more than 70 albums, bringing him 19 Grammys. His final album, Love for Sale, was released in 2021. It featured duets with Lady Gaga on the title track Night and Day. His song catalog includes hits like Because of You, Rags to Riches, and I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Tony Bennett was 96 years old. Back here at home, the State Land Department is asking for your help after 4 black-tip reef sharks were found dead in an illegal lay net. DLNR says the 4-by-120-foot net was found in Mauna Loa Bay Wednesday. They say it was apparently laid overnight. Officials say the sharks were juveniles. Anyone with information is asked to contact DLNR by calling 808-643-DLNR or by using the DLNR tip app. Eric Thompson is expected back in court this morning as his murder trial continues. Thompson is accused of fatally shooting John Tokuhara in January of last year because Tokuhara had an affair with Thompson's wife. Yesterday, the prosecution presented evidence that places him at the scene of the shooting. On the stand, Vicente Tangonan, a homeless man who found a white hat that detectives say was being worn by Thompson leaving the area at the time of the shooting.
As the male was crossing Waipao Depot Street, the white bucket hat that the male was wearing flew off his head and landed on the roadway. As we watched the surveillance footage, about 10 minutes after the hat was on the roadway, a male appeared to pick up the hat, or a male picked up the hat and continued walking northbound on Waipao Depot Street.
Surveillance video was also shown to the jury that showed a large fire on the Thompson property the night of the shooting. The prosecution presented evidence recovered from Thompson's residence of a large pot that showed it had been charred. Governor Green is taking steps to demolish the former Uncle Billy's Hilo Bay Hotel. He issued an emergency proclamation to address the ongoing illegal activity that's been happening since the hotel stopped operations in 2017. According to Big Island Police, from 2018 to April of this year, officers responded to nearly 6,500 calls to the area, costing up to $459,000. The governor's proclamation suspends certain laws to allow for the building of a fence or wall to secure the property from trespassers and to demolish it and eventually restore the site. Tourism to the islands is back, but hotels are still struggling to keep workers. The union and those in the hotel industry say morale is low and they are overworked with little effort being made to fix the issue. The union currently represents 7,500 of Hawaii's hotel workers. That's about 1,500 fewer than there were before COVID.
There is high turnover amongst some of the new hires, but it's honestly because the workloads are kind of out of whack right now.
The pressure of staying in our industry as a worker has grown, not in the favor of the working people.
Workers say they're often racking up 10 to 20 hours of overtime a week. It's a problem that's happening everywhere. On July 4, thousands of hotel workers in Los Angeles went on strike. A decade after being installed, moving walkways at Honolulu's airport are getting an upgrade. The state is expected to put $9.3 million into the project. The walkways are located inside the Customs and Immigration sterile corridor and in the connecting bridge between the inter-island and international parking garages.
Even though we do grease them and we maintain them on a regular basis, over time, as it starts to wear out, you'll hear that. And that's a good sign that says that that it's time to go ahead and replace these items. Instead of spending the man hours and the parts to go ahead and keep this thing running, it kind of made more sense at this particular time for us to buy new equipment.
The project is currently in the procurement phase and construction is expected to begin next year. Charges are expected today for a man arrested in connection with this week's deadly shooting in McCully. It happened shortly before 1 a.m. on Wednesday. Police say a 49-year-old man was shot multiple times at a bar on South Baratania Street following an argument. Emergency officials took him to the hospital in critical condition where he died. Police say the suspect was arrested later that afternoon in the Kapahulu area. Brian Ahakuelo's legal team plans to appeal after the former IBEW leader was sentenced to over 11 years in prison for taking advantage of the union for personal profit. The former local 1260 boss was found guilty of using union money for extravagant trips, hiring family members with little experience, and rigging a vote to increase member dues. His sentence includes 3 years of supervised release and restitution adding up to over $209,000. Ahakuelo has requested to serve his sentence in Florida or Alabama. Big Island police are investigating a traffic crash in Hilo. It happened at about 5:30 Wednesday afternoon near the intersection of Kino'ole and West Lanikaula Streets. Witnesses reported a 66-year-old man fell from the bed of a green pickup truck. Police believe that truck may have crashed into a red sedan, but both vehicles took off before officers arrived. The 66-year-old man is hospitalized with head and back injuries. If you have any information, call Big Island Police. Wildlife officials believe a dog killed a young monk seal. The four-month-old pup, known as RS-48, was found dead last month on Oahu's North Shore. A necropsy found she likely died from a dog attack. Officials say they found puncture wounds around her head and flippers that were consistent with dog bites, and hemorrhaging found in her body were consistent with shaking from a dog attack. Officials are asking dog owners to keep their pets on a leash. Tesla is recalling nearly 16,000 of its 2021 to 2023 Model S and Model X vehicles because some front row seat belts may not have been reconnected properly after being repaired. As of June 19th, Tesla has identified 12 warranty claims related to the issue. Affected owners will be notified by mail and free repairs will be offered. And Cupkin is recalling two sizes of its stainless steel children's cups for containing too much lead. The cups were sold in multiple colors online on Amazon or the company's website. From January 2018 through March of this year, consumers can get a refund.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here Monday at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.